Hey everybody, welcome back to Pocket 23. This is the first of a three-part series about our first car, our worst car, and our best or favorite car. With me, I have Z-Man and SDR, and I am Odd Kid. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Let's start with SDR. What was your first car?
Well, my first car was a 1977 Ford Granada.
Ford Granada, aka like, what did they call them, boats?
Yes.
Why, would it float over
only
puddles?
It should have. It was actually a short and stout boat. And it was green, and it drove like a tank.
Green. Oh,
that was not a chick magnet.
Definitely not.
Well, it was green, you know? I mean,
did you have a girlfriend while you had that car?
I did. Briefly,
wow.
I did.
Yeah. How did you manage that? Did you like borrow someone's car to pick her up one night?
I wasn't, she didn't find me attractive for my car, that's for sure. It wasn't like a Mustang or anything.
So when you guys went someplace, did she go with you or did she prefer to go to meet you there?
Yeah, she would meet me there, you know? Definitely would meet me there.
Did you? That's one of those cars where you could still see the hood.
You definitely could. No hood ornament that was attached.
Oh,
to
the
it.
Hood ornament! I forgot about the hood ornament.
What was the ornament? What was like the logo? What was the thing?
I don't know, it was some sort of Ford logo,
Ford crown, or something like that.
Yeah, it was nothing spectacular.
Did anybody like rip that off? Remember when people were just snapping off those and like?
Yeah, back then they really didn't. I think like most cars had ornaments on them.
Yeah, well, it was. I remember it was a big thing in my time. I actually wrote an article for the newspaper about somebody that was going around the neighborhood snapping them off. They would pull them up and then cut them. Yeah, it was annoying because I couldn't afford anything better, and the cars we bought had those things on them. You know what I mean? As embarrassing as they were. Did you see Rolls Royce or Bentley? The one they have now. Yeah, so nobody would steal it. It goes down.
Exactly.
Cool. That's cool.
So
mine didn't do anything like that.
Did you buy this on your own or did your family buy it for you or give it to you?
I bought it on my own. I saved my money. It cost me like $1,500.
That's a lot of money.
You saved
that
money from McDonald's scraping cheese.
I did. I scraped a lot of cheese to afford that car, let me tell you.
How long did it take you to save up for it?
Oh, I don't know. Probably years.
Oh, jeez. So did you, was it an easy buy where you just like, I got this much money, this car's for sale for that, it's all mine?
Yeah, I was like, looking through the Westerly Sun that I was delivering and
bought this from the newspaper?
I saw an ad for a car and I'm like, oh, let's check this out. Yeah, it was in my price range.
That's when they used to put ads for cars in newspapers.
Right, all the time, right. So,
Before Craigslist.
Before Craigslist.
So were you still delivering newspapers at this time?
No, this was after.
Oh, okay.
I had a real job,
A real job.
Paperboy wasn't a real job?
Well, it was, but, it was. You couldn't make a living, spending 30 minutes a day delivering the paper,
But you got that cardio in, right? Yeah. Did you do it on a bicycle?
Yeah, I did it on a bicycle.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was a big bicycle rider back then.
How much was gas back then?
Did you have BMX when you were doing that?
No, I had probably a Schwinn, like a 12-speed.
Oh, you had a real bike. I had one of those BMX.
I didn't have anything that
cool. I had one of those Walmart ones that weighed so much that it was, it was like matched a motorcycle in weight, because
jump it.
Yeah, the cheaper the bike is, the heavier it is. Yeah, you couldn't jump it, but you could dent a car with it.
Nice.
Matter of fact, it was so heavy that I hit a speed bump and I went over the speed bump because I fell over the bike because the bike just didn't bounce off of the speed bump. My friend used to ride the bike and you do the tricks, where you snap the tail, and he went to go snap mine because it's a Walmart bike and it bent the whole entire rim in half like a taco.
Oh, geez.
Because of the weight of the bike.
Oh, my God. I wonder why they would spend more money on the metal.
Well, that's what you pay for. So if you wanted an aluminum bike like a BMX that was really light, you paid money for it. And now they have graphite bikes that are made of Kevlar.
You pick it up with two fingers.
Yeah.
Three fingers.
Yeah, nice. like one of the problems with electric bikes now is they weigh so much because of the batteries. But now they have ones that aren't made of metal. They're made of Kevlar, and you can hold them up with one hand.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, so back to cars.
Yeah, so my Granada had a lot of problems. I got into a lot of minor accidents with it. I would drive it in the snow and smash it into snowbanks.
Wasn't really a snow car.
Was not a car for the snow. I'm sure that thing slid everywhere.
It did. Rear wheel drive.
You got to put some sandbags in that thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Chains. Because I know right about that time they were starting to have front wheel drives.
Right.
Yeah. So the Granada, it actually, the look of the car looks like it would have been a front wheel drive.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
So the did you ever, like, I know your dad was a mechanic, but did you ever have to spend money on fixing the car, like keeping it up?
Yeah, I only had it for a couple of years. So probably just, you know, minor parts.
Changing the oil, stuff like
Right.
Yeah, well, we used to have to change the oil, and or I mean add oil. Nowadays, you don't have to put that much oil in cars as much as we used to.
Well, I mean, for the engines that were in those things, especially the straight six, yeah, he probably put a couple gallons in there.
Yeah, yeah, like you had to check the oil all the time. Held oil.
The biggest oil pan, because it's a straight six, and it's like the oil pan was like this long. It's crazy.
It's odd, because nowadays you don't even think about checking your oil.
Not at all.
You get your oil changed, you didn't lose a drop.
Yeah, right.
But back then, between oil changes, you'd have to put in 4 or 5 quarts. It was so crazy.
Yeah, I know.
And
how many miles did it have on it when you bought it?
Oh, God. That's a good question. Probably like, I don't know, say 60,000.
That's not too bad.
Was it some old lady's car, probably?
She only drove it to church every Sunday.
Exactly.
I don't know. We're talking like 40 years ago.
Did you buy it from a dealership?
I'm kind of like, no, definitely
not.
Yeah.
Definitely. You're like, nobody would sell this car.
What was the person's name? Do you remember the person's name?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, Jesus. Let's call him out.
Oh, Julia. It was Julia.
So, was it really?
So did you find anything?
He told me to make something up.
Did you find anything in the car after you bought it, like leftover from the previous owner?
Yes. Was there a dead body in the trunk? Did it have that stink?
Was her glasses still in the armrest?
Yeah. No, I didn't find anything in it, but... I don't know what I want to say.
it was just this, what are we talking about again?
It was just this really miserable car.
Did you smoke weed this morning?
Did it have cloth seats?
I should have.
Did it have cloth seats or that vinyl?
So it had vinyl seats, and I think I bought like black cloth seats for it. Bought seat covers for it.
It was
because I thought that'd be cool.
That makes it cool.
It was a pea green, right? Like pea soup green.
Right, exactly.
Did it have buckets, man, or was it one bench in the front?
It was
one
bench.
In the back?
Twin bench. Yes.
The bench cars.
Yes.
Trucks.
So did your girl sit next to you, or was she a good block away on the other side of the car?
Yeah, like a mile down the road. And I had these roach clips hanging down from it.
Did it have...
With the feathers. Remember the roach clips with the feathers? I had like a whole shitload of them.
All right, so that brings the question. So what was the first thing you hung on your mirror with your first car?
A roach clip. I had a sticker in the car that said, in search of the eternal buzz.
Oh, no.
Did you ever get pulled over in that car?
A few times. The police did not find the humor in my setup, you know? They were not down with the roach clips. They were not down with the in search of the eternal buzz stickers or any
of that.
Did
they ask you to step out of the car because of the buzz sticker?
More than once.
Oh, my God.
But what is that? Probable cause for them? I mean, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Would you say probable? Probable cause?
Hey, always busting my chops. You know, the Z-Man, I got my own language, you know what I'm saying?
I figure, you know, the cop probably felt sorry for you once he saw the car. And he's
He really shut up. He was like, oh, you poor child.
Instead, he's like, get out of the car. And it's like, do you know how big this door is? You're going to have to step back.
It was a huge door.
Yeah, they were so heavy back then.
It weighed
too.
Like 100 pounds trying to open it. It was like, wait a minute, officer.
Did you have the electric window or did you have
God,
a hand?
No. We were cranking those windows.
Cop, could you go to the other side of the car? I can't reach the handle on that side.
Tap on the window, license registration. You'd be like, give me a minute. And you're cranking down the window.
I know. Nowadays, like if you pull up next to somebody and you want to roll down the window, you do this and they have no idea what you're talking about. You're like, and they're like, yeah.
Then you don't have to talk to them. That's pretty smart. Okay,
this guy's crazy.
I'm going to use that one. I'm definitely going to use that one. I like that.
So one day I walked out of the a store and the car was missing. And I'm like, finally, somebody stole the car. I was all excited. God.
I've been leaving the keys in this thing for weeks.
Right.
Can somebody just steal the damn car, please?
And then I looked across the street, and there it was up against a telephone pole. I'm like, damn.
slipped Wait out a minute. Of park. Well,
it slipped out of park, and you didn't put it in park.
It slipped out of park. The so car did you, was so
did you
awful, get to,
did you leave before anybody caught you? Or did
oh yeah, it was like a Sunday morning. There was like no traffic on the road, unfortunately.
So you just hit the pole and left.
Yeah, it was right on Main Street. Like went all the way across the shopping plaza where the.
Well, it's like when you get away with something like that. It's like every time you see it again, it's like you feel guilty. Right? you see the dent in the telephone pole. Right. You're like.
You're like, oh, shit. Wait, so I just ran across the street.
Didn't you know there was a warrant because of that for you right now?
It probably is. 40-year-old warrant out for my arrest.
Exactly.
No, the telephone
After
ball.
This podcast, you're like, finally. There's going to be a knock on the door.
Yes, Kevin, please.
Do you know that telephone pole fell down 20 years later? We connected it to your car. Nice. There was green paint on it.
It landed on someone else's car.
Nice. Eventually, somebody actually hit me. I was driving down the road. I had a flashing yellow light. The dude on the other side of me had a flashing red light. And he
blew it.
He blew it.
Yep. T-boned you?
T-boned me.
Total that car.
What kind of car did it hit you?
It was a pickup truck.
Ooh, that was a tank.
Yeah, completely totaled me.
But you didn't get hurt or anything?
No, not at all.
Because you're in the tank.
I'm in a tank.
Yeah, not in that car. It's
like, nobody could hurt me in that thing.
The car just went...
he's just all bump. What was
you
that?
Know, back then you didn't need airbags. They just built these freaking tanks for you to drive.
Yeah, and then no cell phones or anything like that.
No.
Yeah, there's no texting while driving.
And the steering wheels were so big.
All I needed.
Did it have the horn that was like the extra steering wheel inside? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like
the horn was in the steering wheel. Yeah. There's an extra button you had to hit for the horn.
Oh my God.
And it came equipped with AM radio. That was the best part. Wow.
AM radio.
AM radio.
So, what was your favorite station?
66 WNBC. So,
who was on that?
Howard Stern. That's, what?
Is that how he started?
I believe so. I think he might have started in Washington, D.C. and migrated to New York. I'm not 100% positive.
So every time he got fired, he moved to another network.
Yeah, him and Robin Quivers would do the. Late afternoon show, early evening show from four to seven.
What was his show like originally? I mean, he couldn't have been Shock Jock from day one.
He was. Yeah, eventually he got fired from his New York gig. But yeah, right from the get go, he was saying controversial things. And back then, we're talking like the mid 80s, he didn't have to say a lot to be controversial because, you know, there was nobody being controversial back then.
Right.
So if he said the word boob, that was controversial.
All right, what about you? Did you have a boat?
I did not have a boat, but hey, some synergy here. My car was pea green also.
Nice.
Yeah.
Those were the colors back then. So what year are we talking?
Let's see, when I was 16. And I'm 54 now. You guys do the math.
1920 something.
Shit.
How could you not come up with that? Like,
I don't know. I was 16. So,
was it in the 80s, 90s? Was it yesterday? Like, so, what are we talking about?
I think it was in the 80s.
Did you buy your first car new or did you buy it used?
I believe it was.
Was that hand-me-down?
No, it was used and I kept, messing around with the, what do you call that? The test to get your license. My dad was like, if you pass this with 100%, we'll go buy a car. And he knew, he was like, he's not going to get this with 100%. So the last like 2 days, 3 days, I crammed, studied like crazy, and I passed that damn thing. And I was like, all right.
You got 100?
I did. Nice. So I was like, or maybe 90, but that was enough. And
as much as his father is concerned, it was 100.
Right. So,
because there's no online, right? It's like, what'd you get, son?
100.
So we went to this dealership and I picked out a BMW, but it was from Europe. So it was souped up. And that thing fucking flew.
With the pull the latch and then push the shift up to go reverse.
It was a 320i.
Right. BMW. But remember the shifters were different. Like in
it and then over. Definitely. But it was automatic because my dad, when I was like 15 or 14, we had a Wild Willy Jeep and he said we had a field behind our house and he's like, go straight. Anything gets in your way, turn. And I hit a wall, I hit trees, and, you know, so
well,
I was learning,
but he didn't say anything about what might be in your way once you turn. You know, like, right. I didn't hit the tree, Dad. You got to give me credit for that.
I just hit the wall after I turned.
That's how I learned to use a clutch, you know, but actually before that I had a mini bike, but that's how I, you know, learned to use a clutch in case I was going to ever have to drive. So like the first week, there was a Grateful Dead concert in New York, and I wanted to go to it, and I didn't really have any way to get there, so I piled all my friends in it, and we drove to New York. And I was just learning how to drive.
Was it diesel?
No. And so we got to the city and we're driving around everywhere. Almost got hit by a bus, a taxi. I drove up on the sidewalk not to get hit by a taxi.
So your driving is basically the same as it is now?
No. So then I...
He had better avoidance back then.
Yes. The eyes were better then. So
the reflexes.
Yeah, now he doesn't know what
stronger.
He hit, you know?
Just keep going. As long as it's not screaming, I just keep going. Oh, that was a raccoon. So, yeah, that was my first car, 320i BMW, but I hated the lime green. So it had tan or black interior, so I got it painted fire engine red. And as soon as I did that, the insurance went up. I don't know what
it is.
Because
you painted it red?
Yes. For some reason, if you have a red car, your insurance goes up. One, because we're from 18 to 25, males drive like idiots, so our insurance goes up. And then if you're red, it's like you're going to speed or you're going to be, you know,
it's true. It is true.
And if it's a coupe or
as someone who has owned several red cars, I can vouch for the validity in that statement.
Yeah, so with that car...
But at least he had a black interior. What color was your interior?
Green.
Red. Green. Oh, the first car, yes, green.
So
green on green.
With that car, I probably had about 5 or 6 accidents, a lot of in the rain sliding, same as SDR, the back of that car.
The brakes were horrible back then.
It would just slide out.
Yeah, before
I never really hit
brakes.
Anybody, but I hit things.
And then hit things. Were people in those things? That's what's important. No, okay.
Just trees, walls, telephone poles.
Well, we like to, you know, simplify it. We'll say landscaping.
Landscaping.
A lot of landscaping.
Yeah, a lot of landscaping. And then I think the last thing I hit was a wall down the street, a friend of mine. And my mother's like, it's snowing, don't go out. And I'm like, ah, no problem. I come around this corner, bam, hit the wall and the whole front of the car just, and that was it, totaled.
Yeah, that was a small car, if I remember right.
It was.
It had a small car, and did it have the crank sunroof?
It did. And that thing fucking broke, and I had to use pliers to like open it up and everything. And I think it had crank windows too.
Oh yeah, back then?
And one of them like would... get stuck, you know, and they would rain, and it sucked.
Yeah, it was a little tinderbox of a car. I remember that car.
But it was fast, dude. It was
You just couldn't stop. It was, you could get going, you just couldn't stop.
No, you could not stop on a dime or anything.
It was back when they still had the drum brakes on the back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the horn, I can't remember where the horn was. And I think I did have a tape player. So, yeah, that was my first car, and... it was fun. Once I got it painted red, then it was, you know, and then I could.
You know, those are really popular now. The
320i?
Yeah, the old ones. They're super popular now. And they were selling like in the $20,000 range just a couple years ago.
Wow. I wonder what they are now.
All right. Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's mine right there.
Let's see how much it costs. $14,000.
Nice.
Wow. I think we got it for $8,000. So what was your first car, Odd Kid?
We didn't have a lot of money, so my dad wanted to give me my first car. I was 14. Back then, you could get your driver's permit at 15. So he wanted
In Florida.
In Florida, yeah. So he wanted to get me something, you know. So he used to rent out rooms in our house because we couldn't afford to pay the bills otherwise, and one of the guys couldn't afford to pay the rent. So he had this car just sitting there. He hadn't driven it. It was broke down. And my dad's like, give me the car and I'll give you this month free. He gave him the car. And what was crazy about it is that like to kind of show the difference between quality then and quality now is that even though it's a Toyota, like they never drilled the fourth piston. So like the portholes in the head. So the head only had ports for 3 cylinders. So it was only running on 3 cylinders. And imagine this is a rear wheel drive.
Wow.
Like 80s four cylinder. So this is emissions and everything else. It barely had any power. I think it had like 75 horsepower.
That's crazy.
So my dad bored it out, fixed it up or whatever, and he grinded the head down. So it actually had quite a bit more power when he got done with it. But he told me I couldn't drive it unless I could actually, because I never drove a stick, and I never drove anything. He goes, unless you can peel the tires. Unless you can peel the tires without stalling this car, then I won't trust you to be able to drive it. And like for months, I would go out to the driveway, stalling this car. Luckily, we had a big driveway. It was like a big turnaround driveway. Mm-hmm. And I constantly stalling this car. And the first time I was able to burn the wheel tires or whatever, like the car was rolling down the driveway into the road, and my dad's like screaming, put the brakes on. And I was looking for the brakes and all that, and I hit the gas pedal instead of the brakes, and the car was like, I was like, yes, I did it.
Did you almost hit the garage?
No, I was going down the hill through the garage.
Right through the house.
Exactly. I burned out. Bam.
Yeah, and the only reason it spun the tires is because the driveway had sand on it, you know?
You're like, yes.
So then what he did is that we had 5 acres, and he would let me learn to drive by driving it. So I was driving this thing like it was sand dunes because it's Florida, right? So I was driving it through the backyard. And my neighbor, who turned into my girlfriend later on, she would ride in the car, and we would act like we were so cool sitting in my car driving through the sand dunes, you know, in the backyard. And I until now, I never really thought about what the neighbors thought, seeing this kid driving in circles in the yard all day long. And then the heater didn't work. And every time it rained, the window would completely fog over and you couldn't see anything at all.
Like, I was going to say, why do you need heat in Florida?
Because of the humidity. So when it rains, like your windows will fog up like really, really quick.
And the moisture. Here. Yeah, we have that.
Yeah. So it was a dangerous car. But I remember telling you guys in a previous episode about my first jobs, right? It started pretty young. Mm-hmm. So before I had a driver's license, I used to like drive this to my job and back, you know, which was just down US 1 and then back up US 1. Because it was such a small town, all the cops knew my dad. So basically they would tell him and he would spank me. And then, you know, that was punishment enough. I didn't have to go to jail. So
they'd go have a beer with your dad. And it'd be
right. So the thing about this car is it was rusty, really rusty. So my dad made me grind all the rust off of it. And the only color primer he had was brown. The car was white.
Oh no.
Oh my God. It looked like a cow. It had big brown spots.
Looked like a big giant turd driving down the road.
No, it looked like a milk cow. Like, when I went to school, even though I had a car, I would never go to the student parking lot because I lived in Jupiter, right? It's a rich town. So everybody's got the daddy's Mercedes and everything. And I had the cow. So.
Cowmobile.
So I used to lie to people. Everybody would be like, did you get your car yet? Nah. I'm still taking the cheese wagon. The cheese wagon was more cool than my car. So I would park a couple blocks away and walk to school so everybody would think that I got a ride. And then when they finally figured out, you know, that I had a car, whenever we would skip class, they would want to take mine because they don't want daddy to take away the Mercedes or the 4x4. No, they want Dave's car.
Right, and
it was a small town. Every cop knew my cow. You know, so I would get home and my dad would be like, so you skipped class today. How did he know? I thought he had ESP or something because the cops were calling it. So your son skipped class again today and he ran a stop sign on 2nd Street. And I was like, God, my dad knows everything. I can't get away with nothing. But this car. Okay. So it was about the size of a Beetle, right? Maybe just a tiny bit longer, but same width and everything. Right after I got my license, remember I got this car when I was 14. So I got my license at 15. The first thing, I got my learner's permit at 15. So I got my driver's license at 16. The day after I got my license, I drove to visit my sister who was, you know, about 10 miles away. I went to go visit her and I had put a boom box in here that I had built and all that kind of stuff. So, and it wasn't bolted down.
Okay. So you didn't have to listen to AM radio?
No. I didn't have to listen to AM radio.
Did you have a cassette player?
I had a cassette player and it had the little equalizer
in the boom box.
It was so bad.
Did you crank up the bass?
Well, this is where the story goes. So I was visiting my sister and then when I left my sister's parking lot, cause she ran, I don't know if you remember TCBY. Thank God
it's Friday.
No, something about yogurt. Can't believe it's not yogurt or something
that.
Yeah.
Yogurt place.
Yeah. So I left there and I was playing with the radio, trying to turn the bass up, and I look up and it's a red light. And I went through the red light.
Oh.
And I got hit by a Cadillac.
Oh, that spun you out. Baby.
So what it did is it turned my car into a boomerang. basically, right? Mm-hmm. So I drove home and
with the car.
Well, get this. I drove home and I knew that my dad was like the type of person where he would just go in the garage and go in the house. So if I parked the car a certain way, he wouldn't know it was in an accident, right?
Oh my God.
And I got away with it for like weeks. And then finally he got a phone call from the insurance company saying that, you know, that they're making a claim or whatever because, you know, I'd been in a car accident and I ran a red light. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's been in a car accident. I'm looking at his car right now. There's no damage on it. You know,
like, look at the other side.
Yeah, he hangs up the phone and he walks around the other side of the car. And I remember this. He had his coffee in his hand and he walks around the other side of the car. And he looks at it and he looks at me. And he's like, find a stick.
Find a stick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He used to spank me with twigs. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well,
Switch?
He used to use this paddle like from this game where you have like a ball attached to a string.
Yeah.
He used to use that. But when I moved in with my mom for a while and came back, he had
lost
it. So
now you're like 17 years old and he's telling you to get a stick?
Get a stick, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, wow. And he tried using paint stirrers, but they didn't hurt as much. He could tell.
Snap.
Yes. So he would make me go get the stick.
Wow. So would you choose a thick one or a thin one?
I would choose a wet one.
Okay.
That way it would kind of like, you know, bend.
Yeah. So, yep. Yeah.
But yeah, but it would still sting like, oh my God, you know what?
You could hear it coming. And back then you could still get spanked in school. And the teacher had the principal had one with holes in it and you could hear it whistle.
Oh my God.
You could get spanked in school?
Oh, yeah. They had corporal punishment in school back then.
That didn't happen in West LA.
Yeah, that didn't happen
here. You guys didn't have it here?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Wesley's Italian. Nobody's hitting anybody's kid.
Well, you could.
Unless you're going to get hit back.
You could give the, you know.
Right?
Right.
Kevin?
Absolutely.
The teacher hits the kid and he's like, I'm going to tell my father.
Well, you know, we were a small. The Godfather. We were a small.
Exactly.
We were
they come back
town.
And they say, hey, you hit my kid? Really? Let's step outside. We'll talk about it.
In our school, our parents gave them permission. Spanking? Yes. You know, so you would get spanked at school, and then you would get spanked by your dad or mom, and then they would send you to your, you know, because they were split up. Then they would send you to your dad or mom to get spanked again. And by the time it got to the third person, they didn't know why they were spanking you. You had to explain to them why you were about to be beat. So sit down, tell me what happened. You know, and then they would beat you.
It's 17. He's still smacking you with a stick.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I'm talking about the spanking at school thing. So that was middle school, right? But what's funny about it is back then, like.
Florida, right?
That's Florida. So back then you would go to school and tell the counselor your dad is beating you, but so is your principal, you know?
What?
Yeah, right? Unless you're bleeding, you weren't being beat.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was. You don't remember that? Oh, you guys didn't have to do that?
Heck no. My parents didn't even spank me.
Yeah, and sometime around.
And we're older than you. It's
Well,
that's even weirder.
We didn't have that stuff. What, are you kidding me?
Well, sometime around fifth or sixth grade, they passed a law to where they had to get permission to spank. But before that, they didn't have to. So after that, then your parents had to choose. And this is where you would find out if your parents really loved you or not. Because if they checked that box.
They really loved you.
So get this. So I would get in trouble in school, and then I would run home and disconnect the phone wire from the wall, but I would just put it in just enough to where the phone wouldn't ring. And my dad would be at home drinking or whatever, and he'd be like, how come the phone – nobody's called me all day, you know, and he'd be playing with the wires. And I swear to you, it happened just like this. So he's playing with the wires in the phone, trying to figure out – it's a big, heavy phone, you know, AT&T phone. And he finally realizes that the plug's out a little bit. He goes, oh, and he plugs it in. And damned if that phone did not ring the second he plugged it in. And it was my teacher.
Oh, man.
And once again, it was the same face when he saw the dent in my car. He's on the phone and he's like, yeah, this is Mr. Hulbert. He did what?
Get the stick. Get the stick.
Get the stick.
That was your first car.
Yeah, that was my first car.
Went to a beating.
Very traumatic. Very traumatic first car. Once again, this is Pocket 23, and we are here with Z-Man, SDR, and Oddkit. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Welcome to Pocket 23, where stories flow like the sea. Feel the rhythm, feel so free. Pocket 23, just you and me.